Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, and you are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is August 14th, 2018, part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. You can find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And this year for the Dog Days Challenge, I am doing a theme with a word or phrase from my childhood that means something to me and my brothers and sisters, has a story behind it, and we can just say that word or phrase and everybody knows what we're talking about. So by telling you, you become part of my family. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Everybody should be part of your family. I think the world would be a better place. Well, unless you hate your family, that doesn't quite work out. So I am busy at work. Donna's out running some errands. I thought I'd run a quick podcast before my next meeting. So today's word or phrase, family phrase of the day, is paddy wagon 2. And you're like, what? Now, you may know a paddy wagon as the nickname, I believe it was the Irish who coined that term for the police van that would round up all the criminals and they throw you in the paddy wagon and they haul you off to jail. Well, paddy, P-A-D-I, also stands for the Professional Association of Diving Instructors. It is an organization for scuba people. There are several others. I used to know what they all were and what they stood for, and I don't even know if most of them are around anymore, but I do know that Paddy is still around, P-A-D-I. And we bought, one of our first dive boats was an old police boat that they would use to patrol the harbor, the marina, fast little thing. It was an inboard, outboard, I can't remember. I know it was an inboard, but it was only about 22, 26 feet long. Not very big boat, with a beautiful wood hull, lovely woodwork, great dive boat for about four people. So we started our operation small, worked our way up to more like 12, 16, 18 people. But that's other boats, different story. We bought this in the, I think we leased it from the police department, and it was something stupid cheap. Like, for a dollar, you can lease it. So it was legal because there was a transaction involved. And I was only about five when we got the boat and we started fixing it up. I distinctly remember where it was. In fact, Lisa and Donna and I just had dinner like half a block away from this place. It's one of the few sites in Marquette that I did not point out to my kids. Like, hey, that's where that used to be. And that's where we did this and all this kind of stuff. A beautiful boat. I'm going to see if I can find a picture of it. I know I have a slide, and I'll see if I can get the slide out of Google Photos and onto the website so you can take a look at it. If you go to the chuckchat.com/freestyle site, you can see some of the pictures of the things that I've been posting. But the paddy wagon 2, like I said, was a dive boat, and you can see the connection between paddy wagon, the police truck, and paddy wagon, the dive boat. So it was a creative name we gave the boat. It worked well for divers. We mainly ran around Marquette, Michigan. We hadn't started our operation in Munising, Michigan with the shipwreck charters yet, but it gave us a great platform with which to launch that from. And it will always hold a special place in our heart because it was a fast boat. It was a beautiful boat. And it was, I think, our first boat. And after about 5 or 6 years, the police department said, we're going to need that back. So we gave it back in good condition. And now you're wondering, if this was the first boat, why was it called the Paddy Wagon 2? Later, we had another boat called the Paddy Wagon, much bigger. I don't have an answer for that. Why was the 2 before the 1? Who knows? It's one of those eternal mysteries, kind of like some of the versions you see in technology history. Why is, you know, this particular protocol a higher version number than that one? Well, maybe one was proposed years earlier, but I'm not going to get into all that. That's the Paddy Wagon 2. And maybe tomorrow I'll talk about the Paddy Wagon. I am off script. I did have these all lined up, and I didn't like the way some of them fell into place. They require too much explanation, or I already explained them in the story of another one. So I'm jumping around now. But I am going to get to the end of this month. I do have enough topics, and apparently somebody wants to talk to me. So I look forward to seeing you at DragonCon if you're going to be there at the Trek Track for The Topic is Trek on Saturday night, September 1st, 7 o'clock p.m., Hilton Galleria 2 and 3. Also, in right after that, in Galleria 6, in the podcast track for Technorama, Comedy Forecast, and Friends. Look forward to seeing you there. Hopefully you found this informative or entertaining or somewhat amusing. If not, I will talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, take care, goodbye, and I will see you on the internet.